Good evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And tonight, well, actually, this whole week is Love Week because, well, it's one of my greatest passions. And it certainly is completely everything that I stand for and everything that is truly part of where we're going on this planet. And so this evening, my special guest is Dr. Lori Moore. Thank you once again for coming to our show. I love it when you come, and welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Lori. I love being on your show. It's always a great joy for me.
Yeah, and so tonight we're going to talk about, I guess, finding awakening through love relationships. It's also, as you wrote, it's really, you know, it's really about relationships are our greatest teachers, and through spiritual surrender and awakening, this is how we get there. I mean, it really is how we get to where we want to go.
I would full-heartedly agree with that. Relationships are such a beautiful reflection of whatever is going on inside us as we interact with any kind of relationship, a significant other, our family, our friends, our colleagues. What is inside of us is revealed. Each relationship is like a flashlight to something inside of us, and as something inside of us is revealed, we have the opportunity to sit and be in the quality of something that belongs to everyone. Every quality, joy, fear, sorrow, happiness, every quality that is in us comes out through our interacting with others.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that, you know, someone wrote into you and, you know, was saying that if they really they were feeling love, then they would not have felt disappointment.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that right away.
Yeah, let's do it.
Dispel this myth immediately. What I've been noticing lately is that a lot of the letters I'm receiving from people who have beautiful spiritual aspirations to be love is that there is this assumption that that means that we're supposed to be perfect, and when we're perfect, we're going to be enlightened and awakened, and that's so sweet. What a sweet thought. That's just not true, because love is what we are, and as we simply experience, watch, notice, be 100% present with whatever is being revealed inside of us, we start to fall back into the love. We don't have to change anything. We can even feel hate. And if we're feeling that hate and being present to it, it dissipates itself. There's nothing that needs to be altered. The love is